Lawyers for Dominique Strauss-Kahn, known as DSK in France, say he will vigorously defend himself against charges that he sexually assaulted a 32-year-old hotel maid in his $3,000-a-day suite at New York's Sofitel Hotel. But this comes as new allegations of sexual assault are being lodged against him. Strauss-Kahn is the chief of the International Monetary Fund and was a likely candidate for president in France. The IMF acted quickly to name an acting director, and French politics has been turned on its ear. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in Paris. Hugh, what are some of the words being used to describe how big a bombshell this is?
The papers are full of these words, coup de tonnerre, that is kind of thunderclap, coup d'arrêt, they're used on the front page of one of the newspapers, I mean, the full stop. It's been a phenomenally big story here. You know, he was seen as the sort of prince across the water by the left who's going to come back and rescue French politics from the right. All this built into this scenario, which just has turned this into a quite phenomenally big story here in France.
Well, we understand that the fact that he had, affairs outside of his marriage was well known and accepted, but this is something entirely different. Some of those alleged accounts from this maid are that he approached her while he was nude, dragged her down the hall, held her against her will, forced sexual acts. This is beyond anything I would assume that's acceptable.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. There's no question. I mean, his friends are not leaping to his defense. His friends are saying that there must be some big mistake here. This is not Dominic Strauss-Kahn. He's not a violent man. It's very interesting how this shows the difference in sexual politics and the politics of sex between France and the United States and Britain, because, you know, let me just preface everything with the statement that, you know, innocent until proved guilty, but, you know, on the face of it, he's been charged with attempted rape, and one cannot help come to the conclusion that he's the sort of man who's been allowed to get away with things in the French culture, where there's very little investigation into private lives, and therefore there's a sense of impunity builds up.
Well, France's RMC Radio is reporting that Strauss-Kahn's lawyers say they have proof that he has an alibi. He was at lunch with his daughter when he was said to be sexually assaulting the hotel maid.
Yeah.
His backers, his followers, think that it might have been a setup, implying that perhaps from his political rivals or from people who don't like the IMF. One is quoted as saying it's the IMF they wanted to decapitate. This was a setup.
They're in denial. I mean, I'd be delighted if someone would present me with a shred of evidence that this is a setup. Was he such a wild beast that all you had to do was present an attractive woman before him and you knew he would jump on her? It's just too elaborate.
Well, meanwhile, President Sarkozy, the man that many people felt Strauss-Kahn could beat, has said the presumption of innocence must be maintained. And another woman, a French writer, is stepping forward saying that Dominique Strauss-Kahn sexually assaulted her 9 years ago. Yeah. Her mother, a friend of the Strauss-Kahn family, told her not to take action then. Yeah. She's taking action now.
Well, she may be taking action now. She had been sexually assaulted, she said, by Strauss-Kahn, but because of the omerta, you know, the sort of sense of self-protection in the Paris coterie, she was persuaded not to press charges, so she didn't. But then everyone knew about it, but no one could say anything about it. It wasn't published. And this is what I mean about maybe the sense of impunity that builds up around a figure like that. When there's no proper scrutiny, then he's allowed to think, I can behave the way I want. In Britain or America, I would conjecture, the reporting would have been far more sort of intrusive, if you like, into him at a much earlier stage. But in France, what's happened is that it's all under the carpet, and he has this, a person like him has this sense of being impervious to contemporary standards.
Well, Hugh Schofield, one last question. The IMF is participating in meetings today in which they're trying to come up with some sort of economic package for Portugal and Greece. Here he was staying in New York at a $3,000 a night room in a luxury hotel. Do we know who paid for that room?
Well, it's maybe the IMF. I mean, Dominic Strauss-Kahn is there as the sort of emblem and the figurehead of this organization, which is imposing the hair shirt on Portugal and Greece. But, you know, the man imposing the hair shirt wears silks and fineries, and it doesn't look so good. And so, you know, yet again, it's problematic, and it's what's happened is going to have very wide implications.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Hugh, thank you.